contestants are a musician from Malden, Massachusetts, Matt Anderson. An actor and writer from Santa Monica, California, Jameson Webb. And our returning champion, a political consultant from Woodbridge, Virginia, Karen Farrell, whose one day cash winnings total $17,200. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we're halfway through the holiday season. Things are starting to wind down just a little bit, but not for Karen, who became champion yesterday and would like to add to the money she earned. Jameson and Matt, we'll see how well you fare against the champ. Good luck, players. Here we go into the Jeopardy round. And here are the categories you have to deal with in the first round. Mail order novelties.
Ah.
Followed by proverbs. I played Poirot. Bible dictionary, notice the D in quotation marks, each correct response beginning with that letter. Followed by buried in Gate of Heaven Cemetery. That's the cemetery we find in Hawthorne, New York, a famous one. And finally, vowelless elements. Karen, start.
Poirot for 1,000.
David Suchet's Herculean run on television from 1989 to 2013 included perhaps Poirot's trickiest puzzle, the murder of this man. Karen.
Is Roger Ackroyd.
Right.
Poirot for 800.
In 1978, Inspector Clouseau dealt with Andrew Sachs as a mental patient who believed himself to be Poirot in Revenge of This. Karen again.
Was the Pink Panther.
You're right.
Poirot for 6.
In a 1978 film, Peter Ustinov's Poirot discovered death on this waterway. Karen.
Was the Nile.
Right.
Poirot for 4.
Part of being this actor was getting inside the head of Poirot in a recent TV miniseries called The ABC Murders. Jameson?
Who is John Malkovich?
Correct.
Poirot of 200.
In 2017, Kenneth Branagh trained for the role of Poirot in this movie mystery. Matt.
What is Murder on the Orient Express?
Yes.
Can I do Buried in Gate of Heaven Cemetery for 200?
The cemetery is home to this Yankee who hit 714 home runs and once said, if I just tried for them dinky singles, I could have batted around 600. Matt.
Who is Babe Ruth?
Right.
400?
Sal Mineo got the first of two Oscar nominations for this classic 1955 James Dean film about a juvenile delinquent. Matt.
What is Rebel Without a Cause?
That's the one.
Buried for 600?
This legend here, at rest in Gate of Heaven with his wife of 64 years, won a Best Lead Actor Oscar for Yankee Doodle Dandy. Jameson.
Who is James Cagney?
He's the one.
Gate of Heaven, 800.
Before moving north for good, Jimmy Walker got to be 1920s mayor of New York City with the backing of this corrupt Democratic Executive Committee. Karen.
Was Tammany Hall?
Yes.
Cemetery for 1,000.
Seen here. He dressed as befits a publisher whose name is still on GQ and Vogue. Jameson?
Who is Henry Luce?
No. Karen?
Who is Hearst?
No. Who is Condé Nast? Back to you, Karen.
Proverbs for 6.
A computer term, GIGO, is short for this. What is garbage in, garbage out? Karen?
Proverbs for 8.
Economist Milton Friedman was fond of the saying, there's no such thing as this. Karen.
Was bad publicity?
No. Jameson or Matt? There's no such thing as a free lunch. And if you're in show business, you will verify that saying. Karen, back to you.
Let's go over to Bible Dictionary for 6.
She betrays Samson for silver. Matt.
Who is Delilah?
Right.
A Bible for 8.
This Persian ruler of the 500s B.C. is mentioned in the books of Ezra, Haggai, and Zechariah. Karen.
Is Darius?
Yes.
Bible for 1,000?
This daughter of Jacob and Leah is seduced by Shechem, leading to a horrible revenge by her brothers on his family. The D this time comes up in Dinah. All right, we're going to take our first break. Back in a moment. Matt Anderson is a musician, but the instrument is not something you can take with you and entertain people in different venues. What is it?
No, the king of instruments, a pipe organ.
And where do you get the chance to play this?
So I work at a church just outside of Boston, Catholic Church, and basically when Mass isn't going on, I'm in there working.
Do you ever sit there at the keyboard and say, you know, I wish I were in these old silent movie theaters and I could be playing this?
Absolutely. Yeah. An incredible skill.
Okay, yeah. Good. Jameson Webb is an actor and writer from Santa Monica. You are an alum of the Second City Group.
That's right.
And people often ask me how I feel about the Saturday Night Live takeoffs on Jeopardy. But I maintain that the best takeoffs of me as a game show host were done on Second City. Do you remember those?
No. Oh, SCTV, yeah. With, what was it, Dumbwits or Nimwits? Or what was it with Martin Short, them? Am I way off?
No, Martin Short and Eugene Levy playing me. He had the dark hair, the mustache, and everything. Those were fun times.
Those were great. Great
were cast. You working, where were you working? In Chicago?
I was in Chicago on the main stage for a couple of years. And got to do the shows there. It was a dream come true.
Okay, good for you. Karen Farrell is our champion, ladies and gentlemen. Has a number of pets, and they're all named after?
They're all named for characters from our favorite books.
Okay, which characters?
So my husband got to pick the cat's names. So they're Sadie from All the King's Men and Julia from 1984. And I picked the dog's name, and she's Bridget from The Maltese Falcon.
Hmm. Not bad at all. Pick up your signaling device. Take a look, make a selection, and we will continue this first round.
Bible for four.
After the birth of Jesus, the Virgin Mary makes an offering of two of these birds. Karen.
What are doves?
Yes.
Bible for two.
Traditionally, the authorship of this book is attributed to Moses, but chapter 34 gives an account of his death. Jameson.
What is Deuteronomy?
You are right.
Mail order novelties for 200.
Friends of Superman could send for a nugget of this. Just a regular rock coated with glow-in-the-dark green paint. Matt.
What is kryptonite?
Yes.
Mail order novelties for four.
The company Archie McPhee is known for novelties like this profession action figure with amazing shushing action. Karen.
Was a librarian?
Yeah.
Mail order for six.
Classic practical joke novelties include this one that sends liquid trickling down a drinker's chin. Jameson.
What is a glass?
Be more specific.
What is a water glass?
No. Karen or Matt? There's a specific term for it. It's called a dribble glass.
Oh,
dribble.
Of course.
Yes. Of course. Now it comes to you. Too late, my son. Karen, back to you.
Novelties for eight.
Ordering these sea creatures got you a packet of brine shrimp eggs instead of primates. Karen.
Or sea monkeys?
Yep.
Novelties for 1,000.
Ads in comic books featuring a scrawny kid getting sand kicked in his face sold this muscle man's fitness program. Matt.
Who is Jack LaLanne?
No. Jameson.
Who is Charles Atlas?
Yes. Good for you.
I'll take vowel-less elements for 200, please.
L-M-N-M. Matt.
What is lithium?
Nope. Karen.
Was it aluminum?
Aluminum, that's the element.
Vowel-less for four.
N-N. Matt.
What is neon?
Good.
Elements for six?
R-G-N. Karen.
Was oxygen?
No. Jameson.
What is argon?
Argon it is.
Vowel-less elements for 800.
R-N. Jameson.
What is iron?
Yep, less than a minute now.
Finish out the category for 1,000.
D-N. What is iodine? Three clues left up there, Jameson.
We'll do Proverbs for 200, please.
It's what the squeaky wheel gets. Matt.
The grease. What is the grease?
Yep.
Proverbs 4.
When it comes to team participation, remember that a chain is no stronger than this. Karen?
Was its weakest link?
You are right, and that means the last clue is yours, and it happens to be the Daily Double.
2,000.
All right. Here is the clue. In Spanish, this familiar proverb is, más vale tarde que nunca.
What is better late than never?
That's it. Very easy for you. You're at 5,800, and we're going into another break. When we come back, Matt will start the selection process in Double Jeopardy. Matt is the one who gets to select first in Double Jeopardy from these categories. We start off with mail order novels, followed by international sports. Taste the rainbow. A color is going to be part of each correct response. That's followed by surrounded. The Russian Revolutions. There was more than one. And finally, Ghosted. Your correct response will not include the letters T-E-D. Matt, start.
All right. International Sports 1600.
A big race with this two-word French name was first run near Le Mans in 1906. Matt.
What is it? Grand Prix?
Grand Prix, yes.
Sports 2000?
Answer. Daily Double. Well, you're off to a good start.
2600.
Okay. The British Empire Games are now known by this name, as the Brits are somewhat less imperial now.
What are the Commonwealth Games?
You got them right. And you're in second place.
Sports 1200.
This tiny country's soccer team chose coach Gianfranco Guadagnoli because he'd never received a yellow or red card. Matt.
What is Vatican City?
Yeah.
Sports 800.
In 2017, a Kiwi named Peter Burling became the youngest helmsman to win this quadrennial race. Jameson.
What is America's Cup?
That's it.
International Sports 400.
Since 1900, the Davis Cup has been awarded to men's teams in this sport. Davis Cup for tennis. Jameson.
Taste the Rainbow 800.
For pies, a good choice is these yummy apples seen here. Jameson.
What are Golden Delicious?
Right.
Taste the Rainbow 1200.
Trace minerals give this seasoning from the Himalayas its namesake rosy hue. Matt.
What is pink salt?
Right.
Rainbow for 16.
A couple of shaves of this on your pasta can set you back several hundred dollars. Jameson.
What are black truffles?
Good.
Surrounded, 400.
This state by Oregon, Idaho, Utah, Arizona, and California. Karen.
Was Nevada?
Nevada, yes.
Novels for 12.
In 1926, The Sun Also Rises was one of the first novels mailed by this club that lets you discover new titles 12 times a year. Karen.
Was the Book of the Month Club?
That's correct.
Novels for 16.
The Folio Society sells mail-order illustrated editions of famous books, like this 1880s pirate adventure. Matt.
What is Robinson Crusoe?
Nope. Jameson.
What is Treasure Island?
That's the one.
Mail-order novels, 2000.
One of Powell's indispensable book club selections was George Saunders' Lincoln in this purgatory-like state. Karen.
Was the Bargo?
Say it again.
The Bargo?
No. Jameson.
Bordeaux. What is Bordeaux?
No. What is Bardot? Not Bargo or Bordeaux. Back to Jameson.
Mail order novels 800.
The Doubleday Book Club will mail you mystery novels co-written by Jessica Fletcher, based on this TV show. Jameson.
What is Murder, She Wrote?
Yes.
Mail order novels 400.
Little A and 47 North are publishers owned by this internet behemoth that mails out a lot of books. Karen.
Was it Amazon?
Right.
Ghosted for 1200.
You put up a portable canvas shelter yesterday, then took down the TED to leave this cardinal number. Matt.
Tenth?
No. Karen or Jameson? The word would be tented. You take the TED off of it and you're left with this number, the number 10. Karen, back to you.
Let's try Russian Revolutions for 12.
Born Lev Davidovich Bronstein, this agitator came up with the concept of permanent revolution. Jameson.
Who's Trotsky?
Yes.
Russian Revolutions 800.
This city that was renamed was the center of the 20th century revolutions and of the Decembrist one back in 1825. Karen.
West St. Petersburg?
That's the city.
Revolutions for 16.
The Russian Revolution saw this four-letter legislative body fade away. Karen.
Was the Duma?
Duma, yes.
Revolutions for 2000.
Answer. And the lead is yours.
1500.
In 1905, this ship sailed into Odessa with a revolutionary attitude, a red flag, and a people's committee newly in charge.
I'm sorry.
What is the Potemkin? Potemkin. You drop a bit. Go again.
Let's do Surrounded for 1600.
This body of water by Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, Iran, Azerbaijan, and Russia. And that body of water is the Caspian Sea. Go again now, Karen.
Taste the Rainbow 2000.
This Creole dish and Ricely Yours, the name of a Louis Armstrong LP, is how Louis often signed his letters. Karen.
Was Red Beans and Rice?
Yep, okay.
Ghosted for 1600.
With No Ted, you go from a slang way to say you got caught to this mode of group transport. Karen.
Was a bus?
Bus, that's it.
Ghosted for 2000.
A word meaning not blind gets rid of T-E-D to make this weary exhalation. Matt?
What is sigh?
Yes.
Surrounded for 2000?
This city of 75,000 by Wilmette, Skokie, Chicago, and Lake Michigan. Jameson.
What is Evanston?
Right.
Surrounded by 800.
Less than a minute now. This province by British Columbia, the Northwest Territories, Saskatchewan, and Montana. Matt.
What is Alberta?
A province right next to British Columbia, yeah.
Surrounded for 12.
This peninsula by the Yellow Sea, the Tsushima Strait, and the Sea of Japan. Karen.
Was the Korean Peninsula?
That's it. Well, yeah, we'll accept that.
Ghosted for 8.
You kicked something, then kicked out the Ted to get this, a sports fan's sound of contempt. Matt.
What is boo?
Good.
Revolutions 4.
There was a pretty big revolution in 1905, but two bigger ones came in this year and saw Nicholas II get the boot. Matt.
What is 1917?
You are right.
Ghost 4.
You kicked a football, then kicked out the Ted to get this, a play on words. Jameson.
What is a pun?
Pun is right now the last clue. This brand of canned and frozen veggies offers steam crisp corn niblets. Karen.
As Jolly Green Giant?
I think we're going to accept that. Yeah, Green Giant. That's the color we were looking for in that clue. You wind up at 11,900. This is a close game, folks, to wrap up the week. We'll see what happens at Final Jeopardy. Here comes the category. Art firsts. Clue in a moment.
Rain set to impact your tailgating forecast. I'm breaking down when storms arrive and how long they will last.
Then a man chases down three armed people. See the incredible standoff caught on camera.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
The Geico Gecko gives a very dramatic reading of, I have a flat tire, to remind us about this emergency service from Geico. What is roadside assistance? Geico, more than just car insurance.
For final today, we deal with art firsts and this clue, players. The first French museum to buy this type of painting was the Musée des Beaux-Arts. We start with you. You had 8,800. You were in third place. This was a close game. Is it going to remain close? You came up with the correct response. What is Impressionist? That's right. And you risked almost everything you had. 87.95. You're in the lead. 17,595. Jameson gave this a great deal of thought, started writing at the end, and wrote in incorrect response. Cubist. It'll cost him how much? 4,800, dropping him down to 4,400. Now over to Karen Farrell. She is the champ. She could remain champion if she came up with Impressionist, and she did. And did she risk enough? And she did. 6,501 for 18,401. And now, a two-day total of $35,601. What a game. Thank you. Great way to end the week. Appreciate it. Appreciate you tuning us in. We'll see you on Monday. Bye.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by TrueCar. Discover, buy, sell, visit TrueCar.com.
I'm really into this car, but how do I know if I'm getting a good deal? I tell TrueCar my zip and which car I want, and TrueCar shows the range of prices people in my area actually paid for the same car, so I know if I'm getting a great price. This is how car buying was always meant to be. This is TrueCar.
Do you have concerns about mild memory loss related to aging? Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.